Manama Davidson is kindly with us, and we haven't spoken since the confirmation of the three-pronged government that we are witnessing as we speak. Manama, it's always neat to have you on the program. Te tohine tēnā koe.
Morina, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Well, there's some nervous times, really, for Ngāi Māori. The R word's been bandied around, and they haven't even really got going, but in the 100 days to come, many of the Māori initiatives advanced by the last government are being slashed and changed. You're going to be dealing with this three-headed government, the tripartite coalition. How does it change your approach, Marama?
We're not surprised, Dale, but we're blooming ready and motivated. You know, so seeing it in black and white, you know, was hard for all of us. I heard and am hearing the tangi from our people, but also the staunch resolution from our people, hey? It's mobilising our people already, and the Greens will have always had an approach of amplifying our community, mobilising our grassroots movements. We'll be taking that voice, that fight, into the halls of power, as we always have. We'll be making sure that we are building and maintaining strong connections to those organisations. I'm already in conversation with our iwi and hapu, who are wanting to know what's the Greens' contribution. We're a proud Tiriti Justice Party and have been for a long time, and I know many people will remember the image of our Green Party way back in foreshore and seabed hikoi days, holding the tino flag up on the steps of Parliament. Quite a lone voice in Parliament at that time, and being there for te ao Māori, being there for kaupapa Māori. We'll continue to do that, Dale, not just because it's the right thing to do, not just because it's part of our charter and our kaupapa, but because it's also the only way that we achieve healthy planet, healthy mokopuna for generations to come. You know, upholding and affirming mana motu haki. Yeah.
Kia ora. The extractive sector seems to have been given a shot in the arm just by virtue of the attitude of the minister responsible here. Having spoken with Shane earlier in the week, he says, putting some exploratory mines into the Coromandel Peninsula is not going to affect as many people as what are making out. And the Green zealots have been controlling the lay of the land. He said it's about jobs, it's about food on tables. So we're looking at the mining on conservation estates, the opening up of oil and gas exploration, environmental change of tack, and they've only been in the job a week. Your thoughts here?
Fossil thinking, fossil vision, it's backwards, absolutely backwards. The jobs for the future that Aotearoa deserves, the jobs that are actually going to be enduring for our whānau, are in the conservation space, in the jobs to actually protect our climate and our environment and our communities, Dale. And I think Shane even knows this, but he's got a tiny little bit of particular fear to dog whistle to, and he's going to keep doing that. We know this. We know he says these things. He likes to try and whip up media frenzy and media cut through, which is poor behaviour. If you're not there for a kaupapa to really protect the long-term well-being of our people, then what are you there for? And he knows that the destruction of Te Tai Ao is the destruction of Papa Tuanuku, is the destruction of mokopuna. He knows that more than most. And so what we have seen around the country, Dale, is where our conservation jobs, our Tiaki Tai Ao jobs, our jobs that are actually owned and driven by the community, not these blooming offshore exploitative, wealthy industries which actually impact on our people. And the other point I'd like to make, Dale, how dare he threaten the livelihood of small communities in the Coromandel when we know that rebalancing how wealth is held could very well support the well-being and pull people out of poverty and make sure that everyone's had enough. We know that's where the attention should be focused when it comes to our people and our communities being able to live well. So how dare he threaten the use and the exploitation of papatūānuku for small communities in that way.
Tēnā koe, what about the smoke-free legislation and moves to get more dosh out of smokers?
Kua re, hoha katoa au ki tēnā, absolute arrogance. If I can say, Dale, and I want to say, that feels just like a blatantly, violently racist move, actually, to say they know that Māori are disproportionately impacted by the harm of smoking. They know that Māori women are disproportionately impacted by the harm of smoking. They will also, even if it's not in black and white yet, Dale, what this also signals is the stepping back and the rolling back of supporting kaupapa Māori services, health services, kaupapa Māori approaches to this work, which is the only approach that works, including for Owahi Kore. So, you know, this is because they didn't get their tax revenue gains in other stupid areas, like allowing for overseas investors to stockpile our houses in Aotearoa again. They wanted to do that. The brakes were put on that in the three-headed dragon, and so now they're trying to look for that revenue to fund their tax cuts to their wealthy mates in other areas. And where are they looking? Smoke-free services and initiatives. He kuwari. So, you know, we've got a list of things to be up in arms and be ready for, Dale, and I feel that the motu is mobilising and the Greens will be there to tautoko.
Tēnā koe, Tuahine. Thanks again. We'll stay in touch and talk regularly, but there's much work to be done politically. Marama Davidson, co-leader of the Greens.